Jackson doing an interview with Elder Troy Jackson Jr. We're looking to Georgia at his home, and today's date is April 22nd, 2001. Yes, Troy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good, good.
Okay, how are you? What's your address?
My address is physical address, or the box is 669. Highway 135 South is the business address. Wilcoche, Georgia. 31650.
Okay. What is your ethnic heritage of the mother and your father?
They're, what's the right word we're using? Black African
American.
See, I was born in the color days.
Okay, what's your education and training experience?
I'm a high school graduate, an associate degree in business management. South Georgia College. I attended Valdosta State University. I really have for 1 year in business. I only need about 2 semesters to finish up.
For your bachelor's?
I'm going to go back probably when I get, I keep saying I'm going back, and I'm going to go back. Then I've had other training. Are you writing this down and recording it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had some other certifications in job analysis and different things like
that. Okay. What is your occupation?
I'm self-employed. I am a contract consultant.
And what's your church or religious affiliation?
I'm affiliated with the Pentecostal House of God, Holiness Church. That's a state administrative in the ministry.
Now I'm going to answer the question.
Okay.
Okay. How did you start singing and when?
I started singing when I was 6 years old. How I started was I was brought up under the roots of the religious sector. My mother was a assistant pastor of the church. My father and family, we lived next door to the church, and we were in church services at all times. There were quartet groups that would come by and sing on big occasions, and as a little boy, I always wanted to be a lead singer. Am I moving too fast for you?
Uh-uh.
So there was an older man by the name of Otis Wilson, who now lives in Brunswick, Georgia, organized a young group and took me as a leader. So at 7 years old, I did my first radio show. I've been doing it ever since. I've been in radio since I was 7. 41 years old.
Question? Okay, being the fourth child out of 10, how did you become the lead singer?
Out of the group, brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you gotta always remember, I'm the aggressive one. I'm the risk taker. I was a manager and lead singer of a group in high school called the Watch Night Singers. And we did gospel, and back in then we were ahead of our time. We were doing contemporary music. And then I became a radio personality again. I created my own show, did my own sales, got my own sponsors, and then did my own booking and management with the high school group, and we ended first year after I married, and I was looking for a group to work with, and my sisters asked if I would take over their group and manage it and do lead singing. Your mother and all were singing, but they were not traveling. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to travel, so they wanted to get out there to do some recordings, and I carried them to their first recording. And it just, you know, just, I was brave enough to find the contact and to go to the banks and put my name on signatures and get the loans to do what needed to be done. There were some good times and bad times in recovery.
Where was your first recording at?
First recording was done in Columbia, South Carolina. We did that under the Hot Sullivan Enterprise, Chant Records. What the world needs is love.
Okay. How has growing up in Willacoochee had any influence on your singing career?
All the people here were singing people. I had a cousin, Gretchen Hall, that used to promote gospel singing, such as the, and black gospel, we had Edna Gamma Cook, Joe May, Rosetta Tharpe, those names of Mississippi blind, the legendary Mississippi blind boys, the Alabama blind boys, and Clarence Fountain, who now sings all overseas. And those guys were always coming through town to sing. And that kept the sparkle going.
Okay, what has been your best experience singing and why?
My best experience, oh gee whiz, there have been so many of them. Probably my best experience would have been, I don't know, we did a, I like to give maybe two incidents. One, we did a celebration in Willacoochee, and where we had, we were in a hayfield. We had several thousand people to come to Willacoochee, and we had guests from out of state. We performed in the city. We get city allowed me to sponsor a parade, and there were just so many nice things. And the next one would have been where we sang to maybe around up to 10,000 people. I'm a shy, quiet person, but the more people that I have to sing to, the more powerful I get. You know, the stronger my performance. Yeah, I'm a shy person. If you notice, I'm very quiet when I'm at home.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't associate with people when I'm home.
Okay. Do you have a role model, and if so, how has he or she influenced you?
My role model was actually my father and my mother. And now my role models are my two sons and my two daughters, as well as my wife.
Why?
Including and my brothers and sisters. Because I see so many different characteristics and personalities in all of them that have helped made me what I am today. You know, out of all of my sisters, I see so many different gifts and things that they have done. You know, the group is called Brothers and Sisters with Troy Jackson, and they're so humble to give me the credit. Brother, you've done it, but I quickly tell them, hey, this could not have been done without you guys. There have been some personal sacrifices for me that I helped put them in places that they would have never gone before. But the personal sacrifice that all my sisters and brothers have put down their social life to grow up into this, and we've traveled over nearly 40 states and overseas to do it, and sometimes not knowing where the income or the budget was coming from. My mom and my dad, is because, I mean, they always said, whatever you're going to be the best that you're going to be. And, you know, we are your leaders. Put God first, and whatever you do, consult God, but remember what you taught you. So they taught us integrity, they taught me self-support, and not to fear any man. Go after what you want. So sometimes it makes you a little aggressive. My sons, Ira and Dedrick, I see me yesterday. I see me today and tomorrow in them, and I see them doing things and making achievements in their lives, even through their downfalls. That makes them stand up to be men. And all of the businesses that I've been in, that now they're telling me what I need to do, and that thrills me. My wife, she's a hardworking person. She's taken a new interest in life. She's self-supported, and just a likable person by most people. And it takes a strong woman to be married to a Jackson man. Because I'm a traveling man.
Okay.
And same thing about my daughters, did it?
No.
Well, my daughters, Penny's in college at Valdosta State University, and she's a very, very talented person, and I hope, you know, to record her, Minga, and you, and Melody, and as well as Taurus. The gifts that she has, the business mind that she has. I see the conservative side of her that would say, Daddy, I will take every good thing about you, and I will record all the bad things to never do, so that I can excel in life to do what I need to do. And she understands budgeting. Until she gets to the point where she sees something she wants. Taurus, a very humble spirit person. Probably if I had $10 million, the first person I would give the first million to would be Taurus, because Taurus and I did not grow up together. And I miss that. But she still calls me Dad, and she consults with me, and she's proud of every move, wants me to know every move she makes. Makes me feel good.
What type of environment or places or settings do you normally think in?
We're a unique group of people. We sing contemporary spiritual gospel, a little country gospel, folk songs. I was out in Indianapolis, Minnesota. The Twin Cities, Indianapolis and Minneapolis. Last year, and we were there for a business meeting, come and flew us out. And there was a karaoke bar, mm-hmm. Got to singing, and I always wanted to do Ray Charles, George on My Mind. Oh. So when I was coming out, they were told those type songs were not Christian songs. We couldn't sing them. We didn't know any better, but now we know better. And I did Lean On Me, George on My Mind, and I mean, I rocked the house. I mean, I didn't have to buy my dinner. Everything was taken care of. Those environments, we've done governor rallies, Governor Busby when he was in, and we've done Governor Joe Frank Harris of the state of Georgia. We've done rallies for him. We performed at Disney World House of Blues, which is an honor. Those type of environments, churches, conventions. Quartet conventions, choir celebrations, and social events. Just wrapped up just this Friday, we performed at the President's Award banquet for ABAC College, which is an honor. We enjoyed it.
Oh, really good. Mm-hmm. Y'all even performed at where is it in Tennessee?
ARPA-Land. Yeah. ARPA-Land Hotel. Nice couple times, a couple of nice banquets there.
What type of people have your audience consisted of?
Predominantly black audience, mixture of rallies and conventions of a mixture of black and white. We perform at predominantly white churches. we performed at mixers, rallies and things like that, and at political and social events. So there's a song for everybody. And we've also done some international performance in the Grand Bahamas and places like that. So it doesn't matter if you can understand it. The basic English, I can sing to you.
Okay. How do you feel when you sing?
Very energetic, very, very much in control. Not hogging the stage for center of attention, but I have a job to do. My crew, my band, my sisters, and my brothers and those guys that are, and the sound technician people that are there supporting me, they know that I feed off of people. They know that I'm going to give it my all in all. If the music is, the band is tight, the vocals are solid, then I go to work on the people. If it's a group that's just sitting there, I mean, you first have to work your crowd and to know your people. And once you study your people, there's a song for everybody. One basic common communication is singing, music, that will draw people together. So it's just a feel of a power surge. And, you know, the more, and then I have a lot of humor in my singing. And I have a lot of praise in my singing. I cry in my singing. I tell stories. I bring on current events that will relate to people, or that people will relate to.
How did your audience react to you?
You know, I'm so into my audience. I don't do a report card on how they're acting to me until I see a video, or until I talk talk to y'all, or I listen to a tape and go, they didn't do that. Yeah, or someone after the end of it comes and buy records from our table and or whatever, and then those are remarks. And then you all have always been my worst critics. Even though I carry y'all on every tour in the country.
Yeah, I've got a lot of fun. Do you consider your singing your job or hobby, or just passion?
It's a passion ministry. It is a passion ministry of utilizing gifts and a surmised personnel group of people that are all blood kin to me one way or the other.
Many famous singers have started in the church, but then they usually end up going to a different style of music. Would you do this? Why not?
Well, one day I am going to do a love song album, do some rhythm and blues, do some folk songs. I'm going to do a mixed album. it's in me. I'd say maybe in the next 3 years, I might use the name as Pastor Troy. Who's already out there?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been calling.
Yeah, but anyway, I love music. I love a lot of country western. Al Green was one of my favorite, and rhythm and blues. Johnny Taylor, when he passed, was a heartbreaking thing for me. Al Green, Johnny, in particular those two, Joe Salmon, The Temptations. Wow. Elvis Presley, the Pointer Sisters, all of those people that I've dealt with, that I've listened to, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, just to name a few. She doesn't know she's on tape recorder, does she? My wife doesn't know that this is being taped, does she? And also my wife, Glory. Glory just hadn't won a Grammy yet.
can. I don't understand that, Scourgey. Okay, what are your future plans for the group?
Well, the future plan for the group is to do a project. We're 1 year behind on a recording project now and a video. I'm going to do a single video for myself. I'm going to do and a CD. The plans in the making for all of my sisters just to do a song, a CD on their own, just the sisters part of it. I'm going to do a song, Brothers Go Fishing. That I wrote the other day when my baby brother, who's turned 40, went fishing, and I carried my grandson, who's 3 years old, for the first time. And I'm going to do a song about brothers going fishing. And then, as I said, my single CD, trying to work on that. Those are the future things. And then we've been recommended by the American Gospel Quartet Convention to travel to Europe for 2 weeks. Hopefully at the end of this year, and we'll be guests at the Mississippi Blind Boys. That's going to be an honor. We're getting ready to take our wives, and yeah, be excited. So those are the plans. I set up a small record company, and being a small business in a rural area, you're limited because you don't have investors and things like that. But the Lord is blessing us, so there are people opening up the windows now. That are saying, hey, you know, where have you guys been all our lives?
Okay. Who normally composes the songs that you all sing?
Martha, I'm a composer, songwriter. My sister Martha is a composer, songwriter, and musician. My brother Andrew, composer, songwriter, and my sister Carolina. Most of the songs have been credited to me. I could write a song, sit down and do a song, because I travel maybe 100,000 miles a year, so I could write up a song anytime.
Yeah, I know you can come up with one.
Yeah, I could do it on the spot.
How did y'all come up with that Walmart song?
Martha and I, the Walmart commercial, I attend a small entrepreneurship conference each year. It's been at the Contemporary Disney World. This year's going to be at the ArcaLand in Nashville. And I met the head of the Walmart distribution for minority and females personnel, head of that department, and he asked me, are you the reverend that spoke earlier? I said, yeah. He said, you have time to talk to me? He said, I'm so-and-so from Walmart headquarters. And I looked at him and I laughed at myself. Do I have time? He said, can you give me 30 minutes? 10 or 15 minutes, I said to myself, I'll give you all the time you want. and I'm going to be meeting him next month, hopefully. But he's called me, and we've talked a few times, and we're talking about trying to do some things together. So we were traveling on the tour past summer. We were on a 9-state tour. We were in Nashville, Tennessee, headed to Memphis, and then from there to Little Rock, Warren, Arkansas, through Louisiana, and through Alabama, and then back into Florida, and then to Disney World, House of Blues. And we kept looking for a Walmart, and they got to going. Yeah, Martha and Caroline, everybody's a little loose and crazy. We got saying, said, there's a Walmart somewhere. We were doing the old Negro spiritual style. Mm-hmm. There's a Walmart somewhere. Dude, and I said, do it without music. Dude, pat your feet. I'm going to keep on, do like the old folks do, until I find it. Negro spiritual. There's a Walmart somewhere. Then comes somebody point. Look, that is Jubilee. I found it. That is, yeah. That's what we were doing. Everybody just cracked up about it. That's how we started.
So would you consider recording
that for a while? We're going to market that. We are going to give that to a, we've learned things that we did not know. We only sang, we didn't know anything about the business in our later years when we were beginning to do so. We're going to send that to the advertising agency.
Okay. Yes. How many recordings have y'all done?
Oh, we've done way back, we were doing 45s. On the wax, we did one, two, 3:45. We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think about 7 CDs, 7 album projects, CD album projects. We have yet to do. We've done a couple videos, but they were not commercial reproduction type for retail sales. And that's the next goal. Hey, that's the next goal.
Okay, what type group do y'all consider yourself?
A quartet is supposed to be a four, so we're more like an ensemble. But we're under the quartet arena. Some of the quartet groups won't accept us as a quartet group. Some of the choirs, frowns upon us. And the mix of people. So we say that we are family ministry of folk and gospel music.
Is there anything else you would like to tell me? Because that's all the questions that I have.
Yeah, with the exception of we've not been nominated for a Stella or a Grammy or anything, but we feel that within our hearts that we have achieved so many different things. We're all brothers and sisters from a remote area, very small remote area, and we've gotten support from our local people to a certain standard of expectations. When you get past the point, you start traveling over 35 states, and people see you rolling with the bus, and they assume, hey, they're no longer part of us. They don't need us. Yeah, I know them. Etc. The managing and being a CEO of a company and then getting to the recording and the business end of it has sometimes been with me, had it not been for my wife, the sacrifices that she made, the thousands of dollars, you would say up to $500,000 that I've invested in the group and in my radio show and stuff like that, down through the years that I've been into it. To buy buses and vans, and when all of my brothers and sisters were in school, didn't have money, and I would put up the front money to go to do a tour in Miami, and if we made good, fine. If we didn't get our total expense back, that was a loss to me. The hardship of keeping things together, where seeing the kids grow from small kids to adults and to families, now where we're carrying your families. The task of saying that when you're on the road, I'm the daddy, and I was younger than three of my sisters, and saying, hey, look, and then had two brothers and sisters right up under me, and everybody was pretty close to me, but I had to take the lead of driving the commercial bus, getting there, getting hotels, making sure my boys that were young in the market were not offended by the older people that manipulated you in a bigger arena that you were in, traveling in a city, making sure that everybody was comfortable, even carrying my family to the point sometimes where my wife felt neglected, then coming back home, having to work a regular job, deal with the pressure, jealousy and things like that. Being cut out of the picture of a lot of things because someone didn't like you personally. But at the same time, every time you made that move, remember that I can do all things for Christ that strengthened me. While people tried to stop us, and they've even stopped band members from playing with us every time. We were just at the point where we knew what we wanted to do. And it was sometime a solo job, but deep in my heart, the spirit was a team effort. Then I had a chance to see the joy was to see my brothers and sisters finish college. Two of them had finished, Evelyn and Rose, but everybody else was in college. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to see my sister Ether, your mother, my sister Martha finish college. We even gave them my new car to drive back and forth to school. We said that whenever, if I had a dime, you had a dime. You needed something, and this has given us the support. To see my brother Andrew become a doctor, a dentist, he and his wife, and to create such a business that they have. See my brother Ricky, who's a minister, and his family at Stone Mountain, to be an international technical computer analyst, program analyst, and to be in that class of people, and to see all my other sisters, Caroline, and who's a researcher with USDA, and Alice, who's teaching and doing very comfortable with her family, and to bring up next generation such as you all and my daughter and everybody. Then the guys, young guys that were 9, 10, 11 years old, are now, they're driving the bus, they're setting up the equipment on stage, they're talking to people about how much they're going to give us for expense to come and do concerts. Doing all the things gives me great joy to know that a lot of the achievement from my family has been because we've traveled a lot. You guys in school, you learned a lot. You learned how not to take wood nippers. You know what to do and what not to do because you've had a chance to see. But it doesn't stop there. Now I have a 3-year-old grandson who we walked in the music store and I had to put him up a 9-piece drum set because that's what he wants to play. Brought him a guitar last year and putting him on stage. Other nephews and nieces that are singing, doing projects with them, keeping the dream alive inside of your family and outside of your family. And the ultimate thing is relationship, connecting with good people across the country, good friends that I'm in partnership now with a small business. We haven't been able to get it off the ground, but he's an attorney out of South Carolina, the CEO of American Gospel Quartet Convention. We talk 2 and 3 times a week. He used to be the public relations man for Janet Jackson and Barry White, George Stewart, and you know, just so many. John P. Key, he's the one that helped John P. Key get his start. You know, just so many good things that I'm surrounded by good people, guys that own radio stations, TV stations now. And to hear them say, hey, you know, man, you've been doing this for a long time. Has not been a profitable thing. I mean, we spend money out of our pocket every month. But one of the pride things was that we sang at a predominantly white church a few months ago. The widow husband died the first of the year. He knew he was going to die. But he said to my brother, Dr. Jackson, I want you to speak over me and I want your family to sing. So we got through singing, his wife came up and said, my husband would have wanted this when you guys get ready to go to Europe. Let me know because I'm going to do something for you. My goal right now is to get someone to invest into my record company that I can sit down and record every, we have over 200 or 300 songs. That we could actually sit down and record 2 or 3 albums that I will have as a milestone, or get a school. We've done a lot of performing at colleges and at schools and in the fine arts programs, which they've cut a lot of those out, that we can get into maybe through a university system or something to go in and let it be a cultural, musical experience to know that there's some real good music people out there that have not made it to the top. We made it in the spotlights, but not to the top. That's about it. I can go on all day long.
Okay, I want you to tell me each instrument that we play in school and
play. Okay, my brother Andrew Jackson, senior musician, plays our lead guitar, rhythm sometimes. Emmanuel plays rhythm. Greg plays bass. Quint Perkins plays keyboard. Martha plays piano. Ricky plays bass and keyboard. Defonso's on the drums. Wallace plays second lead. And did I get him in?
Okay.
Now my sister Rose is actually the senior musician. She's an organist and keyboard player, piano player. Hope you get a good grade off of this. Maybe had I known earlier, I would have loved to come into your classroom.
Oh, she would have loved that. Yeah. Because she's been like, you know, stop.